1 Corinthians chapter 2, when I came to you, brothers, I did not come with eloquence of speech or wisdom as I proclaimed hidden truths about God. For I decided to know nothing when I was among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my message and my proclamation were not with persuasive words of wisdom, but with the demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith might not be in the wisdom of humans, but in the power of God. Now we do speak wisdom among the mature, but not the wisdom of this world, or of the rulers of this age, who are passing away. Instead, we speak God's wisdom in hidden truth, the hidden wisdom that God predestined before the ages for our glory. None of the rulers of this age understood it, for if they had understood it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no human heart has imagined what God has prepared for those who love Him. For God has revealed these things to us through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches everything out, even the deep things of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except the spirit of the person in him? So also, no one knows the deep things of God except the Spirit of God. But we did not receive the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we might know the things freely given to us by God. We speak about these things in words not taught by human wisdom, but by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual things to spiritual people. The unspiritual person does not receive the things that belong to the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. He cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned. The one who is spiritual judges all things, but he is not judged by others. For who can know the mind of the Lord, that he can instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.